Job chapter 14. Man born of a woman lives only a few days, all of which are full of trouble. He sprouts like a flower, then withers, and passes like a shadow that does not last. Do you fix your eyes on such a one, and bring me into judgment before you? Who can bring something clean out of the unclean? No one. Since his days are determined, the number of his months is known to you, and you have prescribed his limits that he cannot pass. So look away from him and leave him alone until he finishes his day like a laborer. For there is hope for a tree, if it is cut down, that it will sprout again, and that its tender shoots will not stop growing. Though its root grows old in the ground, and its stump dies in the dust, yet at the scent of water it will bud, and put forth branches like a new plant. But man dies and is laid low, a human expires, and where is he? As water evaporates from the sea, and a river drains and dries up, so man lies down and does not rise again, until the heavens are no more. They will not awake or be roused out of their sleep. Oh, that you would hide me in Sheol, that you would conceal me until your wrath has passed, that you would appoint a set time for me and then remember me. If a man dies, will he live again? All the days of my struggle I will wait until my renewal comes. You would call, and I would answer you. You would long for the work of your hands. Surely now you number my steps, but then you would not watch for my sin. My offenses would be sealed up in a bag, and you would cover up my sin. But as the mountain falls and crumbles away, and as the rock is removed from its place, as waters erode the stones, and floods wash away the soil of the earth, so you destroy human hope. You overpower forever, and he passes away. You alter his face, and send him away. If his sons come to honor, he does not know about it, and if they are brought low, he does not perceive it. He feels only the pain of his own flesh, and mourns only for himself.